incredibly proud about winning this award, and we're not the only ones shining this year. There's titles like Super Meat Boy and Minecraft out there, and Joe Danger, they're amazing titles, and we're just enormously happy to be nominated and, you know, be lucky enough to actually win.
And do you feel like you're going to stay in the indie side of things, or do you guys want to go mainstream?
I don't know that there is a discrepancy between those two. Indie just means that we're independent, and we're going to stay independent. That we do something which a lot of people like, I think it's just an extra forte.
I guess what I mean by that is indie companies tend to be more mom and pop. They're a tighter niche group. They're not owned by a corporation. You guys aren't independent, but you built it from scratch. It's your baby. A lot of times when you're working with a bigger studio, they tend to lose that a bit. Do you feel that you want to take it to that next level where you're kind of overseen, or do you want to be able to continue making the games the way that you do?
Definitely do not want to take it to that, which you call the next level. It's definitely another level. It's not the direction that we want to go, and I'm just very happy to see that quite a few companies are now able to make a living off doing games that they really want to do, rather than taking direction from a third party.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's probably more important what kind of people you have rather than the amount of people. And we're fortunate enough to have on board the creator and director of Limbo, Arne Jensen. He worked on the game for 3 years before the rest of us joined, forming Playdead, and now realizing the title and putting it out. There's a lot of other guys in the company who are incredibly talented. And you know, we're just able to work together in a way that makes everyone enormously productive, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to talk about your approach to Limbo. First of all, I loved your game. Thought you were well deserving of the award. That you take a child, or children in this case, because he's looking for his sister, and put it in a world so unchildlike, let's say. What did you think would be the best way to approach that, especially with using a child as your main character?
I can't really answer that firsthand because Arne Jensen, creator and director, worked on this concept for 3 years before the rest of us joined in, and he already had the concept and design pretty much squared away when we started production. But I think it's clear and evident what happens when you take this innocent presence and put into this horrible world that I definitely empathize with the boy, and it becomes that more horrible for it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Welcome. Anyone else?
No.
Thank you.